Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
And we are back with GSU ENI Radio here on the Business Radio X Network. Stone Payton Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. We are broadcasting live at Demo Day for Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund right here from Georgia State Stadium. Lee, this has been a lot of fun, hasn't it?
I know. It's an amazing event. The energy in the room is crazy. And when they announced the finalists, it got really insane. So I can't wait to see what happens next.
But now there's a hush in the room because we got the man himself. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, Mr. Bharath Partha Sarathy. How are you, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Today's a great day for here.
This is a great day for GSU. Why don't we talk about your work here at GSU? How are you serving the folks?
Sure. So by title, I'm the Deputy General Counsel, so a lawyer, though I don't do much law anymore. So today is actually a culmination of two of the things that I work on, college athletics and the conversion of this building, Georgia State Stadium, into its football facility, as well as entrepreneurship activities, including help starting the Main Street Fund.
So you started the fund?
I did, yep. So a few of us conceptualized and have started this process. So today is a real birthing of the baby, if you will.
So how did you envision it when you were kind of whiteboarding this out?
So today is one of those days when you whiteboard that you don't even get to how amazing it really turns out. You know, we started with the idea that we would create 10 new companies at Georgia mm-hmm. State and really start this process. And so to have 21 companies, all of which have really just blown it out of the park, we couldn't be prouder of our students.
Now, did you envision it coming together in this way with the mentors and these students that of such diverse background coming together, and just kind of the level of play here has been really amazing, I thought, because we've had a chance to interview a lot of them over the course of the semester.
Yeah, so I think the beauty of what we've always known at Georgia State is that our students are special and that they have this talent within them to build businesses and to be the workforce of the future. And one of the things that we just didn't have is a very structured system to get them from conceptualizing their idea all the way to creating a business and hopefully scaling that business. And so to now have a process and a format to formally do it has been pretty exciting.
So now this is the first year of the fund.
Yep.
How do you see it progressing, or is this the end?
No, absolutely. This is day zero, or day one, as I think Jeff Bezos says, is we have so much talent on this campus. We're now 53,000 plus students. We're the largest university in the state of Georgia, one of the largest in the country. And we know that while we have 21 companies here in the building, we probably have hundreds sitting out there on all of our six campuses. So today is really just the start. What I was talking with one of my colleagues about is the beauty of today is that we can show the students not in the building, you could be them. You know, they're not different. These 21 companies are not different. They're just like our students on all six campuses. And so I couldn't be more prouder of what they're going to now be able to show the students all across campus.
Now, earlier today, we had a chance to visit with Mark Becker, and he was talking about how entrepreneurship is kind of built into the DNA of a GSU student. Talk about how important that is for the students of tomorrow.
Oh, it's everything. And I think it's absolutely correct what President Becker said. Our students, you know, they're a lot first-generation college students. Their parents have very blue-collar, working-class backgrounds like many of us had. And so that DNA imbibes everything we do at Georgia State, being innovative, being scrappy, in whatever your field is, whether it's the creative world, academic world, athletics. And so where we see our students is really building that foundation to then take that to the entrepreneurial space. And so when we do things, whether it's at the Creative Media Industries Institute, the Robinson College of Business, we kind of infuse entrepreneurship through everything. So whether or not somebody wants to be a computer scientist, work in the film and TV industry, economics, political science, it can all be bent around whether or not you work at a corporation or your own business. Entrepreneurship is for everyone. And so we can kind of democratize entrepreneurship.
Right, and it's not exclusive to the business world. An entrepreneur can come from anywhere, and in fact, some of the best ones do come. They're able to synthesize what they're doing in whatever field they are and solving a problem that they find there.
Absolutely. What's been really amazing, and I don't think we anticipated, is of the 21 companies, it's 21 different marketplaces. And so they're not just consumer businesses. They're not just enterprise businesses. Everything from art sales to music industry publishing. So that diversity that is sort of the essence card of Georgia State has even come just in what industries these 21 have
right.
come to. And we just didn't expect that at all.
Right. And that's kind of a misnomer that entrepreneurs have to be tech or startup-y. You know, they don't have to come from that kind of world. They can come from anywhere.
Yeah. And what's been really fascinating is to just take the idea or students who just had ideas. They had seen something in the marketplace, or they had a personal problem, and we've been able to then give them that toolkit to monetize that idea. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of, as Jennifer Shearer, who's kind of leading the program day to day, it's been great to see the students pivot as they've learned more, tested their ideas, done all the things that entrepreneurs should do. And so within a span of a couple months, they've really grown, and it's been very amazing to see them as points in time during this process.
And just the act of doing this and going through this process helps them with the resilience that they're going to need as they grow their career, no matter what direction it goes in.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we firmly believe the toolkit that entrepreneurialism will sort of give them will be useful for them, whether or not they work at McKinsey, sitting at PwC as an accountant, or having their own business and scaling mm-hmm. and hopefully taking over the world. And so just those skills of identifying a problem, trying to find a solution, pivoting when, you know, that solution's not working is applicable to all the jobs that we do every day. And so we think this is a fundamental part of their education, regardless of what they end up doing.
So now, how important is it to the Atlanta ecosystem to have a Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund? I mean, it makes perfect sense for it to be here at GSU, but how important is it to the Atlanta ecosystem as a whole?
So I'm a big believer in Atlanta, and I think it's probably the market in the country that is on the ascent and will continue to be so. So I think Atlanta runs the United States, I think, right now, and you see that with all the Sunbelt kind of growth and migration to Atlanta. Where we think what the Main Street Fund is doing is really helping create the workforce and companies of the future. If you look at the fund, it's diverse across a variety of categories. And so where we think is that is where Atlanta's going. That's where companies are looking to hire, looking at their future growth. And so we think this fund really is the future. It's not just B2B companies in the past, or it's looking at sort of just within the metro area. We've got people all across the city, all across the metro, as I said, different industries. We really think this is where Atlanta's going.
And GSU, with its diverse kind of student base and alumni base, this is giving those students, like you said, a lot of times first-time college students, you really can change the trajectory in the course of their individual lives, but also the lives of their community, their family. It's making a real impact.
Absolutely. And the nice part about these companies is these students live across the metro area. And so this isn't just a downtown play or even just kind of within the perimeter. A lot of our students live in Gwinnett, and they live in Cobb, they live out, you know, even some of Southern County, South Fulton, et cetera. And so the beauty of this program is that it's really going to be economic growth for the region. And we really take our responsibility of representing the state pretty seriously. You know, we've got over 200,000 alums within the state. We see nothing but future potential for this fund and mentors. You know, we've got plenty of corporate community members high up in C-suites who are alums. How do we plug everyone into this natural sort of machine, if you will, to get our students the most opportunity? I think that's one thing President Becker really drilled on us from day one is we take our role seriously that this is for the students. You know, this isn't a vanity play for Georgia State. This isn't some where we think it's good and we pat ourselves on the back. This is how we think we're preparing students for their futures. And so we've taken it with that kind of model in mind.
So now, how rewarding has it been to see the students go through this process and not only see the looks in their eyes, but maybe their parents' eyes and their family's eyes when they see that their kids doing these amazing things, maybe more than they even anticipated?
Well, and I think that's the beauty of today is when I've walked around up until this point to see what students can now see what they've learned. Mm-hmm. Hearing moms and dads so proud of their kids and seeing, as you mentioned, their futures kind of changing. I don't think our students looking at them day one realize that they would make it here and right. have legitimate pitches that, you know, David Cummings in the building, Ash Thacker's in the building, people who have seen, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of pitches. And our students' pitches are on par with, you know, many they see. It has been incredibly impressive. I was telling a colleague, I helped with a mock round probably 3 weeks ago. The change from 3 weeks ago to today is amazing. And it's really a credit to our students, Jennifer, MK, who's helped guide that process, Jackie and others. But our students have put in the time to take this seriously, understand their commitment, because I think they now believe in themselves.
Right.
We're not grading them. They're not, they get nothing at the end with the exception of they now believe that they can be entrepreneurs and they can run businesses. And I think there are people, you know, there's legitimately investable ideas sitting, you know, behind where we're sitting.
So what's next?
How do we grow and get more students in? I think the big piece that we would love to do is, of course, expand it downtown. But how do we also make sure our total six campuses, we've got five of them perimeter campuses, which are two-year students, but who have equivalent ideas and talents.
Right.
How do we make sure that all students get the opportunity to sort of participate in the fund?
So now when you kind of debrief after this event, what are some of the takeaways you think you're going to be talking about?
Exactly to the point. How do we connect these students to the investor community? You know, a lot of this, until we get student companies, alumni companies who can scale, it is going to continue to be that academic exercise. Where we think there are true wins are, how do we get these companies in front of the investor community, the corporate community who looks to invest? How do we have real exits, to your point, have financial exits, hopefully, for some of these folks down the line? So we'll look at, do we have the right mentors in place? How do we get more mentors in place? How do we get investor pitch days? How do we make sure Silicon Valley and New York and Chicago and DC and San Francisco, how do we get more of those people in the building so that they know Georgia State is where you come for the next set of companies in America?
Good stuff. Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best coordinates for someone to kind of connect with you and to get involved?
Yeah, so the best way is the easiest way is I always tell people, Google the Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund at Georgia State. You get all the information about who the team is, how to reach out to us, how to learn more information. I think for those of us who want the corporate community, investor community to get involved, you can always check out President Becker. I'm Bharath Parthasarathy, bparthasarathy@gsu.edu. And you reach out to us, and we will find so many ways for the community can get engaged here. If you have 1 minute to the next year, we will find a spot for you to get involved. And I think when you meet our student entrepreneurs, you're going to give more time to it.
Good stuff. Well, thank you for your leadership and helping make this happen. It's an amazing event, and it's one that impacts all of Georgia. Thank you.
We couldn't be happier you guys are here, and we appreciate you guys being here, too.
Good stuff. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll see you all next time on GSU ENI Radio.